I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Football Monday on the Sports Junkies is driven by your local D.C. area Acura dealers.
Welcome back. We are the Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, they are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Are you looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, Jason Bishop. That's the foursome. Join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. It's our pal John Keim. He covers the Washington football team for ESPN.com. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
So, John, we've been debating... the two-point conversion all hour. You might as well weigh in. There's kind of a split on the show. What did you think about it?
Yeah, and you know, Braham and I talked a lot about this on my podcast today, too, obviously, because that's the big thing, right? Mm-hmm. You know, at the time, I felt like they had the momentum, and I would have kicked, but yeah. I have a different personality. You know, they don't call me Riverboat John, so yeah. It's not my personality to be that as aggressive with that decision. So my thinking was that, again, they've been playing pretty well. It's not like you're facing an explosive offense in the Giants. They had started to move the ball pretty well. More consistently. So that was my thought. But, you know, you have the ball in your hands with a chance to win, and you do it. But, like, even if they had made it, there's still about 35, 40 seconds left, and the Giants had timeout. So there wasn't a guaranteed W even if you do get it. But so that was my thinking. But like I said, I mean, Rivera's got a different personality, so...
Right. You know, when you watch the replay of it, you see Gibson got knocked down. I mean, they could have easily called the pass interference there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
They probably should have.
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, listen, if it works, then people are saying, like, oh, my God, what a great gutsy move and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think when you commit to being that aggressive, you're going to have times where it doesn't work. You have to live with those results because that's just – you know, who you are. And this is a little bit different, but like when, you know, with, like, in basketball, if you're going to be a full court press team, you're going to have to live with giving up some easy baskets at times because just for the greater good. And so I think for him, I think, like I said, I mean, it's his personality. You're going to be aggressive in those situations and do it. Now, the only thing, like I said, sometimes I, you know, you wonder how you weigh that in. Like if you're playing the Ravens in that situation and it's like going back and forth and you know that you're not going to stop them in overtime, then it's a little bit like, okay, I get that one more. I think this was a little bit more for me on the edge just because of, you know, who you're playing, how you've been playing and all that.
What did Ron and Scott say about Kyle Allen's play?
Well, we don't talk to Scott until Wednesday. So I think, you know, Ron, after the game, seemed fairly pleased You know, I think, listen, they moved more consistently throughout the game. Much fewer three and outs. And so that was a good thing, but the turnovers, I mean, mm-hmm. that's part of his game. And when he went in there, they knew that. They talked about that when they put him in the starting role, which is like, you know, he in the past he's had a tendency to force the ball at times, and on the interception he forced the ball, and he lost. I think it was he had like 13 or 14 fumbles last year. I think he lost 7 of them,
right.
And then he lost one there. So that's been a part of his game too, and they knew that. And that's what you can't have. And those turnovers were the difference in the game. Just like in the, you know, that's two games now where you could say, well, if you don't have this, then you win. But you did have that, so you don't win. And you have to credit, like on the interception, you credit Bradberry just for what he did in coverage too. But it was a forced throw, and that's part of his game too. But yeah, I think the other thing they liked is how he responded to the interception and how he responded to the fumble. I mean, he drove him right down after each time. And so there were, I think it's the yin and the yang of him, right? I mean, there's stuff that you like and then stuff that you say you can't have that.
John, do you think Ron is happy with 42 pass attempts from Kyle Allen, or does he want that number to come down like into the mid-30s in the next few games?
Oh. Huh. Yeah, I don't think a defensive-minded coach could be happy with that number of throws, because it means that the running game isn't there, and it's not there. That question wasn't asked directly, but I can't imagine that they would be. That's what they really want. You know, he's somebody who wants to build a team off the line. You know, line play, which means a lot more. A little bit more balance as far as run-pass ratio goes. So, you know, I can't. But the other thing is you move the ball. And, I know with an offensive coordinator, the goal is to move the ball. So if you're moving the ball that way, but I just don't think that, you know, if you're looking at Kyle Allen as more of a game manager, which is how they view him, I don't think you want to be throwing that much.
JK, you're right about the turnovers. That was the key. The fumble and with 3 minutes left was the key. Because they're probably going to drive down, at least have an attempt at a field goal. I don't have a ton of faith in Hopkins to make a big one, but they're going to probably get in the field goal position. When you look at the overall numbers, especially in the second half, I mean, they ran 25 more plays than New York. New York didn't even get to 250 total yards. If you hold a team in 2020 to 250 yards, you probably win that game by 17 or more. I mean, they got to find a way to just score points. And I understand they're limited with the players, but man, when your defense holds a team to 240 yards, you got to win that game.
I know, right? And that's why, I think if for those who would say don't kick it, that's what one thing you look at. You were in control for the outside of one drive that New York had that resulted in an interception, but. Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. In this day and age, you hold someone to that, but the turnovers will always do it. And this is a limited team as far as playmakers go. They're very limited, so they have to be almost perfect. So if you turn the ball over if you're minus one in turnovers and you miss one field goal, that's against an 0-5 team. That's the difference, you know. And that's how they have to play right now. And
John, did you feel like the Giants were the better football team? JP was saying, yeah, watch that. I thought the Giants were better. I didn't think that. I thought they were.
I can't say that. I think there are parts of their games where you say, okay, this part is better here, this part is better there.
Yeah, but overall?
I can't say that. I mean, I think the score reflects the closeness between these two teams. I mean, you know. So I think at
the most important position, they're better. Daniel Jones is better than Kyle.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But it's not like he had a great
not by
game
a wide
yesterday.
Margin.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
no.
Kyle had the two devastating turnovers, and they're devastating. That'll end your career if you continue to do that. But he did also have some nice throws. The touchdown to Cam Sims was a very nice throw. The fade was the first one I've seen work here since Doug Williams. I mean, you know, that was a beautiful throw. He rolled one time and threw across his body for a first down, which was just, you know, a big-time throw that we need. He does some nice things. I actually like him.
Well, I think he does a lot. I think there are good things that he does. I mean, and yeah. he can extend plays that, the third down and six run where he, scrambles and, yeah. and he has the awareness to reach out and get that first down is, that's part of his game too. And I think the ability to respond to negative situations again, which were his doing with the turnovers, but after that, I think what is this stat? I think it was like in the two drives after his interception, he was like 13 for 15 for a buck 55 and a touchdown. That's part of him too, and that's why I think coaches. I think that stuff will keep him around for a little while because you can put him in there in a game and say, okay, someone the starter's hurt, put him in, and I don't think that. You can look at him as anything more than that at this point. You've got to prove that you can be more than that, and he hasn't done that. But he is somebody who has some stuff that coaches are going to like and want to keep around for a while. And he's, and there were some things that you're going to miss, obviously. But the turnovers are the killer, and that's the problem is, that's been part, just like for Daniel Jones, that's a part of his game. That's a part of Kyle Allen's game as well. Mm-hmm. And that was a big knock on him in Carolina, and that's something he's going to have to clean up, or he'll just be what he's been, which will be a backup.
Mm-hmm. Talking to John Keim, NFL insider for ESPN.com. Let's get to the other side of the ball. It's funny, I was doing pregame with Logan Paulson, and when he learned that DeShazer Everett was starting, he thought it was over Landon Collins, not Troy Apke. Hmm. Talk about Landon Collins' play. It's been spotty at best throughout the year. How'd you see him yesterday?
Spotty at best. And, yep. I mean, the 49-yard Jones run happens because you have James Smith Williams at end crashing down on the running back and also Landon Collins on the end crashing down the running back. Mm-hmm. That gave Jones an opening. Now, the next time Jones ran, they ran that same play. Collins stayed home and makes a 4-yard, it's a 4-yard gain. But he didn't stay home the first time, and it's a 49-yard gain. That stuff happens a lot too often with this defense. It's about being disciplined with your eyes, doing your job, et cetera. We've seen the missed tackles. He hasn't played. I thought last year there were obviously some issues in coverage, but against the run, I thought he was really good. And there are times where he's up there and he's very aggressive and you like all that, but he's not making the plays that I thought he would make this year.
Was Apke even active yesterday?
He did special teams.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Oh, he was only on teams. Okay.
They like him, obviously, on special teams. And, I think when they drafted him, it was with that idea that he could be really good there. Now that's, with the idea that he could be at least a solid backup.
Right. I was still disappointed that we didn't get more pressure. I guess I just have
to
stop.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I guess I have to stop expecting it because they don't really provide it.
There were definitely times where they're keeping seven in the block and they're chipping Chase Young. I don't know how often because I haven't mm-hmm. finished watching the game again, but that's the one thing I want to look at is the pressure stuff because it hasn't been there the way you need it, the way they need it, and especially with the way the secondary, the back, not just the secondary, the back seven is playing, you need more pressure. And So I think that's been now the one of the times they got the pressure, they forced a turnover. So
yeah,
that was Chase Young. But yeah, I haven't seen the consistent pressure like I thought we would. And again, some of that, but this is where you have to really go back and watch it. Like how much of it is, they're using max protection, they're getting the ball out quick, whatever. But I did think there would be more, and I thought there would be more. After that first game, it hasn't been there like you thought it would be.
John, on the bright side, last thing before we let you go, they should score more points next week to play the Cowboys.
Yeah, they should.
It's
not a given.
Yeah, dude, the Cowboys give up over 30 every game.
I know.
They do. And I'll say, the Giants' defense is pretty good. It was pretty good coming into the game. And, mm-hmm. When you go back and watch them, like you watched against the Rams, they were good. And they have a good front. So that, what they did offensively yesterday was pretty good considering that. And so, yes, if you take that and say, well, if it's a worse defense, you can do this, then the problem will be, which Andy Dalton shows up. if he's a good Andy Dalton, then then Dallas will be tough to beat because of that. But yeah, they should be able to move the ball. If they don't, there's a big problem.
Well, Dallas right now is giving up 36 points per game. Of course, we'll see them tonight giving up over 400 yards per game. So it's an opportunity for Kyle Allen and the Washington football team offense. Thank you, John. Yep.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
All right, coming up next, we talked about some of the individual players. Who popped for you? What popped yesterday? It can be positive, negative. We'll open up the phone lines at 800-636-1067. Who popped on the AAA Always On Call listener line next on the Junkies?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football Monday on the Sports Junkies is driven by your local D.C. area Acura dealers.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, and we're opening up the AAA Always On Call listener lines as we're asking you what popped, who popped for you yesterday. I'll start it off. Daron Payne had a great game. He did. You know, defensive linemen, it's hard to, like, get these gaudy statistics, so he doesn't necessarily have them, but I think he was a difference maker. You know, the announcers pointed it out throughout the game. Daron Payne, and we were talking about them being kind of underwhelming, Payne and Allen, but I thought Payne had a really good game.
Well, Pop, for me, is there a changing of the guard at running back? It looks like McKissick is pulling ahead of Gibson. I mean, slightly, not a lot, but he out-touched him by one. He had a higher yards per carry. Carried eight times for 41 yards. I think they want a committee there. I think they want to get both guys involved. But it seemed like Gibson had pulled ahead early. Seems like McKissick is pulling ahead in the running back derby now.
I agree.
It's slight. I mean,
he touched the ball, 14 times for about 80 yards. So
yeah.
He kind of popped for me, too.
His yards per carry are just more. I mean, Gibson is down to 3.8 yards per carry.
Seemed like when Allen was looking downfield, couldn't find anything, he would just look for McKissick. And McKissick, he made some things happen, you know, for 5, 6, 7 yards.
I know what popped for me was how slow Landon Collins was. That shocked me. I know that it's tough. You take tough angles sometimes. You try to stop these guys that can make you look kind of silly. But he's so bad in coverage. Now I kind of understand why he's so bad in coverage. He couldn't gain any ground on Daniel Jones. And Daniel's, you know, a few years younger, I suppose, but it's not like he's an old guy. Mm-hmm. So that really jumped out at me. How did all of our guys in the secondary, Landon Collins was the big one that jumped out. How could we not close the gap on him?
You know that Collins, he has to put extra pressure on himself when he plays against the Giants. I think that's always in the back of his head. Like, he always wants to kind of, you know, try to stick it to his former team. Team turn its back on him, let him sign with a division rival. I think that's something that he always carries around with him, especially when he's playing in New York.
The other thing that popped for me, and I don't want to be negative, but was just the one sack. I mean, Chase had the pressure, which led to the turnover, which was great. But we're just not getting the kind of pressure that we got in Week 1 against the Eagles. I thought we were going to be much better in that category. They still kind of run right up the guy. Like, Daron Payne You know, they kept jocking him. Okay. But they still kept running right up the gut on us. They still averaged, I don't know, what they average, 5 yards a carry?
But that's including the long scramble.
Okay, but still.
The running backs weren't doing anything.
They run right up the middle. You notice when they run right up the middle against us. So, I don't know. I'm very frustrated with the defense. I'm actually happier with the offense than I am the defense, which is kind of weird. So, that's just for me.
I mean, the running backs for the Giants, they really didn't do anything. Freeman ran for 3.4 yards per carry. And that's it. They had one carry with Darius Slayton, was a negative game.
I actually thought Freeman was fairly effective, even though he didn't have – like, there were some runs there that were pretty good.
Yeah.
But, look, overall, look, I thought the Washington gave the game away.
240 yards.
You could say that the Giants are better. We gave the game away. We missed the field goal. We had the two dumb turnovers, and we inexplicably went for two.
The Giants also had a dumb turnover, too. I mean,
well,
you're acting like the you're acting
we
like
created the, that turnover because we pressured him into it.
He was trying to throw it out of the back of the end zone. It was a yard short. I agree. It was created.
That was a great
catch.
Created,
but I'm just saying that you could say the same thing about their turnover. They were moving the ball about to score either a field goal or touchdown, and Daniel Jones made a boneheaded decision.
Look, I just think we deserve to win the game. I thought we were the better team towards the end. I just do.
Well, statistically, I mean, they outgained them. They ran more plays. I don't know what the time of possession was.
But that's because the other team had a scoop and score. So they had
true.
A less – they had, you know.
That's
the,
true.
The
right, but they weren't
–
like, we had
possession.
One punt.
Well, what
we had
I'm
one punt.
Is
the Giants had two.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just a – it was a toss-up on who
the only
was
reason
better.
They had one
they
punt
just
is
made
they
less had, mistakes. That's
they had
all.
One they punt because they had mistakes. Two turnovers.
Right. But we were just – we were having long, sustained drives. There was – you know.
I think
whatever.
That this – I think you have a bias towards Kyle
we
Allen.
Gave him the game.
Because if Haskins had played that game with the two turnovers, you'd probably have been ripping him.
Probably. I do have a soft spot for Kyle Allen because I see some things that you can work with. I like his mobility.
They move the ball better.
I like
At
his
the same
arm.
Time, the same bugaboos that he had last year in Carolina of the 10 fumbles and the 16 interceptions – it showed itself in this game.
Right, well, why is he going to change?
It's not.
I mean, well, hold on. Like, why have we decided that after 1 year's play, right, 15 games or however many he played last year, that this is who he is? Where other people, we say, oh, no, we'll give him time, and they grow out of it. Some guys do grow out of it. He appears to have the turnover gene right now. There's no doubt. Agreed. But he could. I think he could grow out of it.
Some
I think
guys just can't do it. Like
the
Daniel
question,
Jones
how much
is
time are you
going to
give him?
It.
How much time are you going to give him?
I'd give him this season.
Okay, well, this season, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah, let's see
what
happens.
He's not going to be the starter next year.
Well, if he keeps doing it, what if he plays better?
You actually think that Kyle Allen would be the starter in
2022? I'd like everybody else in town, I'd like to win some games. I'm interested in winning. I'm not interested in week six already saying, woohoo, we got the second pick. This is great. That's not great.
I know, but
it's
you just
terrible,
have to be
actually.
Realistic. You're not going to get a lot of wins.
But
so you're going
to
be looking to
I'd like
replace
to try
that
to get,
position.
To me,
like,
I'd rather get five wins
you
than
like
get
the, you
one.
You don't like the possibility of getting a better talent at quarterback by going through a season.
We do it every year. Every year we're you know, we're awful and we get good draft picks.
Do theory.
I don't know. I just don't like.
Hold on. You actually think that this team could go into 2021 with Kyle Allen as the number one option?
No
I don't
way.
Think that's a possibility.
No
at
chance.
All.
I'm not saying it's likely. I just think it's funny that everyone has just written him off when I see some tools. I think he has some tools.
He's a fine backup. He's
maybe
not a starter.
Maybe that's ultimately what he'll be. But I just think he has some tools. I'd like to see him play it out and see what happens. If they continue this way, then you know, move on. But I don't know. I'm not interested in just winning one game and picking second. That's not interesting to me.
He's turned the ball over 25 times in his last 12 games.
Yeah.
Well, I'll call it 12 and a half because he only played a half. Think about that.
You may not be interested in winning one game, but that might be what's going to happen. With
and
this
if that's
team.
What happens, fine. But I would try to win every game. I like to win the games. I like to try to win the games. And I get zero solace.
Well, they're
in
trying.
High draft picks.
They're trying. They're just not good enough.
That doesn't give me any solace. You know,
I just
the fact
know.
That we're looking at the draft position in week six is humiliating.
Well, that's what you do when you're 1-5.
Nah, I wouldn't do it.
I just don't understand how much time, when you say, I see tools with Kyle Allen we can work with. Okay, you can work with him for the next, you know, 9 games or whatever, 10 games.
Well, what if he cuts his turnovers down? What if he cuts his turnovers down?
What if he does?
Yeah, then you say, okay, maybe he's learning.
What's the future?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm looking into my crystal ball. His future is ceiling is a backup quarterback in the league that for 10 years that'll have he'll make a great living. He'll come in to do spot starts when he's needed. But if you rely on Kyle Allen for 16 games, your team's going to win like 4 or 5 games.
Because he turns it over?
He's a turnover machine, and he gets sacked
all the time. Well, he's also limited at what he can do throwing a ball.
I think he has some good throws. I don't know. I see some nice throws.
Yeah. Every quarterback in the league has some good throws.
Kyle Allen mark.
He's the best that we got. I think he's the best that we got.
I'm not disputing
that's
not
much. That's not saying much.
Okay. And so, I don't know. I saw things that I liked.
If they get blowed out by the Cowboys, which I think it could potentially happen, I know this will be unpopular. I'm going to toss the keys back to Dwayne Haskins and see what he's got for at least a few games.
All right, let's go to the phones.
That's wild, but that's what I'm going
to
do.
Let's go to the phones. What popped for you for Cakes? It was J.D. McKissic. I liked Daron Payne. I've already forgotten Jason Erickson.
Well, I didn't. I said McKissic as well, but I thought DeShazer Everett played pretty well. I know he had the roughing the passer, but I thought that was a terrible call because Jones was kind of sliding down and ducked his head, and Everett was just trying to make a play. He was trying to be very physical. He was in on 7 or 8 tackles. I just thought he was much better than Apke at that position, just more physical. Now, he's had back-to-back weeks where he had the pass interference against the Rams and then obviously yesterday. So he's got to cut that down, but I think he's just aggressive. So
I'd
say Everett kind of popped for me.
Did you watch the replay where you see Gibson just get flattened? I mean, that was pass interference.
Yeah, they missed it.
Yeah, I mean, missed it. Now, I wouldn't have, if you're going from the 1 yard line, then I might feel a little bit more confident because now you can actually run the ball and a reasonable expectation to get in.
Right.
But they got hosed on that last call.
Maybe the refs wanted to go home, just like Riverboat Ron.
Watch the replay. He just gets completely flattened.
They swallow their whistles in that case a lot. 800-636-1067 if you want to call us in the AAA Always on Call listener line. Who's up?
Let's go to Andre in Manassas, line 1. Andre, what's up, buddy?
Hey, gentlemen, good morning. I guess what popped to me was how slow our defense is. Yeah. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit down here and stereotype because he's a white quarterback. He shouldn't run. But to see him pull away from our defensive backs like that was really eye-opening. Because, I mean, they couldn't catch him, and the guys were, like, halfway running out of breath.
Who caught him, Moreland?
Barely. I think he ran out of bounds or something, but he was pulling away.
Moreland that caught him. But he did run away from everybody else.
Away. Yeah, so but I'll say this as a fan base. You know, I know a lot of people are talking about how, you know, the offensive coordinator sucks. And I'm not going to sit down here and say I'm the biggest Redskins fan or Washington football fan in the world. I mean, we're all the same fans. But, you know, it's the same franchise or fan base who more or less ran Kyle Shanahan out of town and the head coach of the Rams talking about they weren't good, they weren't good. So, I mean, as a fan base, I don't know. We're not very good coordinators, or we don't have good eyes when it comes to coordinators. So I'll let Kyle Allen be. And, you know, to E.B., I don't know. I mean, again, I know you're a big Redskins fan, probably bigger than me. You've been all your life. But I can't sit down here and watch this team win 2-3 games and be happy with it. You know, to me, go big or go home. And when I look at Clemson and I see the quarterback at Clemson, Trevor Lawrence, out there, to know he's a possibility, that we as a franchise haven't won or haven't had a franchise quarterback in like about 30 years, and this guy's out there and we can have him. And again, the biggest difference between, I think, Trevor Lawrence and the other guys in the past was Dan Snyder was the one making the picks. I mean, we as a fan base know that Dan Snyder.
So what do you
want to
do? You just want to lose all the games? Just lose all the games? That's the only shot you have at getting Trevor Lawrence. You got to lose literally every single game between here and there.
And pray for a Jets win.
Yeah,
you have to pray for a Jets win.
I don't think they're going to get Trevor Lawrence.
I don't think they are either. But they may not get him, but honestly, this is the only hope I have looking forward towards the season. Whatever, winning the NFC East? I mean, come on, that's like saying you're the tallest midget. There's nothing exciting about this season.
I know. I know. Listen, I'm just a fan. I like to see my team win. I'm not like three-quarters of the audience here that all they care about is next year. They're always talking about next year. How about live in the now? Next year's not guaranteed.
You're week to week,
I like
right?
to win. I like to try to win. I sit there and invest my 3 hours, not so I can get some great draft pick every year. That means nothing.
By the way, the Jets have been outscored by 110 points this year.
There's no way they're not getting the number one pick.
110 points. in six games.
They're god awful.
If I were them, because this season's clearly lost, I'm not firing Adam Gase because I don't want that weird, like, dead cat bounce that the Falcons got yesterday after Dan Quinn was fired and they win a game and they're not expected to. If you're the Jets right now, you want to go 0-16.
They've scored cakes. 75 points on the year.
No, they're dreadful. I mean,
there's no other team in the league that has scored less than 108, I believe. Okay, no, the Giants have 101.
Their top three offensive pieces yesterday are Joe Flacco, Frank Gore, and Jameson Crowder.
Right.
How are you expected to score points?
All right, let's go to
Ty Johnson, former Terp, got some run.
Yeah, that's good. Let's go to Ryan, line four. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Appreciate you taking my call.
Yep, sure.
I'm EB. I'm with you 100%. Let's get some wins. I think this idea of tanking already when we can't pick anybody in the draft pick to begin with is a farce. Like, in the last 10 years, we've got nothing but bums. So if we do get the number one draft pick magically, he'll be a bum too. So I just say, let's get four or five wins. Let's celebrate, beat the Cowboys, and let's go on about our day.
I would say that Terry McLaurin, Chase Young, they're not bums. Well, they're pretty good players.
Here's another bulletin. The Washington football team isn't tanking, and they still have
They're trying to win.
They're not even actively trying to tank. They're just a flawed, bad football team at this point.
Correct. By the way, some of us had them at exactly 1-5 through six games.
Right. This is not surprising.
And I had them at four wins. And
I think
they'll struggle to get to that number. I don't think they'll get to four.
Yeah.
I know they got some bad teams, average teams on their schedule, but those teams can score points.
I'm not saying that they're good, but we threw that game away yesterday, in my opinion. That was our game. We gave it away.
Well, we never had the lead.
Doesn't matter.
How do you give away a game that you never had the lead?
That's what bad teams do. They find ways to lose.
I just find it hard to say we gave away a game.
We did.
When you never had the lead.
Well, we missed an easy field goal.
Right. I'll say this, though.
The two turnovers, we just gave it away.
They had a turnover, too.
I would agree that if Kyle Allen doesn't fumble there,
we're winning that game.
They're certainly going to have a shot. I don't have a lot of confidence that Hopkins is going to make a 45-yarder to win it, but with 3.5 minutes left, I feel like they get down.
They were in position to win
decent,
that game. We gave
a decent
it away.
Shot of kicking a field goal to win it. True, but it doesn't mean he's going to make it. He'd already missed one.
Well, we might have scored a touchdown. I mean, we were just moving the football. You know, before the fumble.
Put it this way: they didn't give the game away. They gave away an opportunity to win the game.
Right.
I just don't think the Giants were better than us.
Slightly better.
Both teams stink.
They're 2-10 combined. Of course, they're not that much
better.
They're
in the same category.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got better talent, and they got a better quarterback.
I don't think they necessarily have better talent. Who's so great on there?
Darius
Slayton's better.
Who?
Slightly better.
Darius Slayton's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
Evan Engram's a better tight end than Logan Thomas.
Yeah. I mean, do they have
Engram,
a, do they
the
have
way,
a Chase
Engram
Young?
Doesn't do much. Engram doesn't
they,
do
they've
much.
Got a pretty good defensive line. You know, they may not be as flashy as Chase Young, but you'd take Leonard Williams. You would take a lot
over,
of their defensive linemen.
Those guys are in the interior guys. Yeah,
I
take almost
I wouldn't
anybody's
take Williams
over
Chase
ours.
Young, though.
No. I didn't say over Chase Young. But
no,
I'm
but over
they have good
Payne or Allen, sure.
I bet you take their safeties over the Washington football team safeties.
Am I the only one that doesn't think Chase Young's, like, tearing it up out there?
He's not.
He's not tearing it up.
Well, what did he do yesterday?
He didn't even have a quarterback hit yesterday.
He had one pressure. He had one tackle yesterday.
No, he had a pressure. He had a tackle behind the line of scrimmage.
Okay,
and I think
tackle.
They also, like John said, you watch tape. I think they chip him a lot, and I think they actually, like they did last week, they go to the other side a lot.
Okay, on that pressure, there was no block. He had a free rein to the quarterback until the tight end tried to step in at the last second.
You know who would have looked better on the field yesterday? Justin Herbert.
I'm just saying.
What'd you say? Right.
See, Trav?
No,
Justin Herbert, you should have watched him in college, like I told you.
All right, hold on. What is Trav's problem?
No, I'm just saying everyone keeps saying how amazing Chase Young is. He played great in week one. The last four games, he hasn't done a whole lot.
Against a banged up offensive line.
I expect him to be great, but EB said last week he's a Hall of Famer.
It's a little early.
He's got to produce.
That. It's a little early for that.
I think he will produce.
I think he's a playmaker.
I think he will produce. Yeah, I'm not backing off that.
And we have the Matha bias, of course.
Clearly,
true. But
expect that.
I'm not the only one that thinks that.
No,
I hear a lot of. There's nobody's.
Well, let's see.
Everyone wants to back off because he doesn't have 10 sacks.
Let's see if he wreaks some havoc against Andy Dalton. next week.
We'll see. I have zero concerns about Chase Young. Zero. Zero. He's going to be stud for 10 years, barring injury.
Well, he's got 2.5 sacks on the season, and what was it, two of them in the very first game?
I don't know. I don't know what he had in the
first game. He was hurt for two games. I mean, come on.
All right, but I think Drab's accurate. He didn't do much yesterday. He just didn't.
They didn't call his name a ton, but, you know, it's not like we watched Chase Young and how they block him.
Well, you're watching the statistics. He didn't have one quarterback hit.
You're watching the football. That's what you're watching.
He had zero quarterback hits, according to the box.
Well, he had the pressure that led to the turnover. So you don't want to call that a hit. He was right there. He created that turnover.
Okay. All Drab is saying, and I think it's accurate, is you expect more than one.
That has been underwhelming.
Yes. That's accurate.
I think it's funny.
Maybe I'm not worried. I'm not worried about Chase Young at all. Zero.
He's not saying he's worried. He's just saying he's been underwhelming, and that's accurate.
I don't think he's been underwhelming. I think he's done fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think he's been underwhelming.
I think it's funny that we argue who has more talent, and the two teams combined have two wins.
Well, it's just
they're both gross.
Who's better? Right. Why are they better? They're not much better. Yeah, you're right.
All right, coming up next, we'll go around the NFL, filling in on the rest of week 6 in the NFL here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Your local D.C. area Acura dealers.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, our Washington football team insider, he was at the game, Chris Russell, will join us. And then at 9:40, Mark Teixeira is going to join us as we preview the World Series, talk about the Dodgers' comeback. They were down 3-1 to the Braves, storm back. The Astros actually pushed it to a Game 7 over the weekend, but then lost in Game 7 to Tampa. So you've got a Tampa-LA Dodgers World Series. Mark Teixeira will join us coming up at 9:40. All right, let's go around the league with the Junkies Blitz. We do it every morning at this time. Start with the Titans game. Titans improved to 5-0. They beat the Texans 42-36 in overtime. Plain and simple, this is the Derrick Henry game. Derrick Henry, 22 carries for 212 yards, two scores, including that long 94-yard touchdown run. But Ryan Tannehill also having an amazing year. Four more touchdown passes for Tannehill. I saw a comparison of Tannehill to Patrick Mahomes since Tannehill took over as the starting quarterback for the Titans. And it's pretty similar, the numbers, in terms of touchdowns and interceptions. You know, they do it a little bit different. Obviously, they run the ball a little bit more, and they may not be quite as explosive offensively as the Chiefs, but damn, the Titans look impressive.
Well, what's not similar is the Super Bowl wins.
Correct.
That is true. And it's kind of shocking to see Derrick Henry when he gets to top speed, because usually you think of him as just a mauler, a guy who's going to, you know, average 5 yards a carry and just bulldoze people.
He can run.
He was running away from the dudes in the secondary when he got into the open field.
I mean, he's one of the most
scary talent.
He's one of the most unique running backs to ever play the game because of his size and because of his speed. He's unbelievable. He had the 53-yard reception in overtime. That was huge. Tannehill did throw the pick that set up the go-ahead touchdown for Houston. But, again, we've been talking about it all morning, just the boneheaded decision for Kurnell to go for two when you're up seven instead of just kicking the extra point to force Tennessee to go down and score and get the two to tie. It's just a boneheaded move.
And I'm sure as soon as I say this, he's going to have a hamstring injury. But Will Fuller, when he's healthy, I mean, he's a huge difference maker.
And by the way, that might have been Deshaun Watson's best game ever. I mean, he was
four
awesome.
Touchdowns, no picks for Deshaun.
He was awesome in the game.
Yep. Colts improved to 4-2. Beat the Bengals 31-27. Bengals had a big lead in this game. I will give credit, man. Phillip Rivers made some really nice throws. Ended up with three touchdown passes, threw for 371 yards. In the loss, Burrow threw for 313. T. Higgins emerging as a big-time threat in Cincinnati for Joe Burrow.
Trouble for the Bengals, though. Joe Mixon goes out with a foot injury late. Giovanni Bernard had to come in, so we'll have to see.
Right.
The severity of that going forward.
By the way, the Colts defense has been leaky the last couple of weeks. Remember how highly ranked they were just a couple of weeks ago? Falcons upset the Vikings 40-23. Kirk Cousins threw three interceptions. He did have three touchdown passes. After the game, he said, if I continue to throw interceptions like this, I'm not going to finish the season as the starter.
He had the ultimate stat patter line, if you look at his numbers at the end. 343 yards, three touchdowns. Great for a fantasy league, but when you throw a pick on your first attempt, throw three in the first half, and effectively throw your team right out of the game, it's trouble there in Minnesota.
Well, and then defensively, they couldn't stop Atlanta. I mean, obviously, Jones coming back for Atlanta was huge. He had two touchdowns, two long touchdowns. But Minnesota really missed Dalvin Cook. They went to Madison, but they couldn't run the ball. And they were forced to throw because they were down so big in the first half. And that's not what you want if you're Kirk Cousins, because he, like you said, he will make so many mistakes. Yeah. I think he's stealing money in Minnesota.
Of course. It was the ultimate garbage stats pile-up for Kirk Cousins.
100%.
I mean, he had two touchdown passes in the last 4 minutes of a blowout.
Yeah.
Yeah, both to Jefferson, right?
Jefferson's nine for 166 and two end zone trips. It's pretty good.
No, he's legit.
Patriots fall to 2-3. They lose to the Broncos 18-12 as Brandon McManus had six field goals in the game for the Broncos. Phillip Lindsay came back and ran for over 100 yards for the Broncos, but the Patriots couldn't get anything going offensively.
What happened to all the people who said Cam Newton was going to be the difference? He was terrible in the game. Now, it doesn't help that he hadn't played since September 27th.
Right.
But he was awful in the game.
Yeah, he had one terrible interception pass. I knew that.
I mean, he was fumbling all over the place. He was just bad. Bad body language, too, from Cam.
Ravens held on to beat the Eagles 30-28. Carson Wentz threw another pickle.
What happened Valdez? What happened? Like, they were in control.
Eagles scored 22 in the fourth quarter.
The Ravens defense was already thinking about their trip to the Bahamas since they have a bye week.
Is that what it
Leaky.
Was?
Yeah, I mean, they had negative five total yards in the first quarter. Also, I don't know why the Eagles aren't putting Jalen Hurts on the field more often. He was a spark plug for that Eagles offense.
Hmm. Yeah, he was. But talk about horrible play calls. After the Eagles score to make it 30-28, of course, they've got to go for two. And they just ran an awful read option play that had no shot. I mean, you got to let Wentz You know, Wentz probably did a poor job of reading the defense there because they were overloaded on that side. I think it was Judon.
The Ravens brought the house on the two-point conversion, I mean, and they had a run play called for it, and that was just a recipe for disaster.
I mean, you got to let Wentz drop back and throw the ball there. You can't do read option. It was just terrible.
You know, Valdez, I consulted Valdez before the game. I asked him about Lamar, why Lamar didn't run the week before, and he told me, you know, they're not running as many design runs, and I'm sure that's true. He gave me this stat, 25 design runs this year so far, up to like 100 last year. But the guy's so good. I didn't watch the game, so I don't know.
Why'd you consult him? Shouldn't you have consulted Coach G?
Don't you have Coach G's number?
I don't have him on my cell phone.
Yeah, you might.
So I had
to
go to
that.
The second best. And Valdez told me, I said, under 47, you like that? He goes, oh, yeah, definitely I like that.
No.
The guy's just too good. He's too good. You can't.
He goes for 108.
Only had 9 runs. So.
Right, but that's all he needs.
Two major big ones.
How many of them were designed of the 9?
Two.
Two, yeah. And what the big one was designed, wasn't it?
By the way, for Philly, Miles Sanders hurts his ankle cakes.
Yep, not good. Not good news.
We've got to figure out what happened there. And then, again, for Philly, Travis Fulgham scores another touchdown, local kid from Ashburn with the Broadland High School.
That's right. He's
had him on one of my teams.
Real quick, let me just rip through these. Steelers stomped on the Browns 38-7. They're 5-0.
And they benched Baker, right?
Yep. Baker got benched for Case Keenum.
He was bad. He was banged up anyway coming in.
He had like the bad ribs coming in.
Yep.
Yeah. But they were not. Pittsburgh's defense is legit.
Was that just to spare him the
probably combination.
Sort of the insult of it? I mean, there's no quarterback controversy there, right?
No. The game was over.
Yeah. Bears beat the Panthers 23-16. They are now 5-1. I can't believe it. Lions beat the Jags 34-16. Jags are in the hunt for the number one pick. By the way, if the Jets somehow pull off a win, they lost 24-0 blank there. Aaron Rodgers picked off a couple times as the Bucs beat up on the Packers 38-10.
That was a pounding.
They just hit him and hit him and hit him more. And it's the first time he's thrown two picks in a game since 2017.
Right, had a pick six.
I bet on him having more than 1.5 touchdowns. That was a dud.
That was a loser.
And so finally, many losers this weekend.
Lurch's Niners beat the Rams 24-16, making a statement in that division.
I had that, but they didn't go over.
Jimmy G was much better.
He was
sounds like
much
you had a brutal
better.
Weekend. Sounds like your brutal. Account might be felted.
No, it's not felted because I bet small. But, yeah, I mean, bad weekend.
All right, coming up next, we're going to get back to the Washington football team. What frustrates you the most about this team? They fall to 1-5. Is it the quarterback play? You've already gone through Haskins. You saw a little bit of Alex Smith, and you saw more of Kyle Allen. Is it the coaching? Is it the lack of playmakers? Is it the defense that's not living up to the hype? What frustrates you the most? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.